black folks a long time ago, they had... Do you remember any of them used to have any kind of some strange beliefs or superstitions?
They were bad about it. But I don't know what they, I don't know what all of them were, but they were worse than white. Now, you know, since this integration and all come in, I don't know how you feel about it, but I was always against that. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you the reason. He is what he is, and he don't want to be nothing else. And you can't make a white man out of him. Mm-hmm. He lives a different life. He bleeds different. Mm-hmm. And there ain't very many of them that want this. They want to get to themselves like they've always had it. Mm-hmm. Now you take for myself. I don't believe in mixing them. Mm-hmm. And there's niggers that loves me, and I know it. Mm-hmm. And there's niggers that I've always loved. And they'd go out of their way to see me. Mm-hmm. But we do that, mm-hmm. and that's it. I don't believe in going to school with them. I don't believe. Now, here's church. Now, see, now, when I was growing up, all right, they're going to have a nigger protracted, revival over here. Well, white people would go to that. Mm-hmm. Every night you'd see them go, or whenever they would, to their funerals. Mm-hmm. One of our, old friends died. You go to their funeral. If some of their best friends died, they'd come to our funeral, come to the white church. Mm-hmm. Well, the deacon or whoever, is the leader of the church. Mm-hmm. These niggas, they all bunched up out yonder in the churchyard to themselves. Mm-hmm. They come. Mm-hmm. All right, they would, whoever the leaders of that church, come in on the back seats, make everybody get up front. Mm-hmm. Y'all all get up here, got to make room for these colored folks out here. Mm-hmm. All right, they'd step the door and tell them, they wouldn't come till mm-hmm. they was called. Mm-hmm. Get away, Lonnie. They come in, they take that back seat there. Mm-hmm. All right, if we went to that church, we all would stop off out there in the churchyard. Mm-hmm. Used to love to hear them sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we didn't molest nothing. Just, and whenever they got ready, the leaders of that church would come back here on the back seat back in. Mm-hmm. They'd make all these niggers. Mm-hmm. Yo, get up front, get up, yo, make room, there's some white folks out here. Mm-hmm. Well, he stepped the door and says, you folks, come on in. Mm-hmm. They'd come in, they'd show you your seats, you'd go. If anybody stood up, it was some of them. Mm-hmm. If there wasn't room, mm-hmm. they'd done the standing up. Well, when they come to the white church, mm-hmm. if anybody stood up, it was a white person. Mm-hmm. These colored people, I got to say, they were looked after, and mm-hmm. they had a seat where we had one or not. Mm-hmm. Well, we treated one another. Mm-hmm. But now they didn't want to mix with us. Mm-hmm. And we've got them here. I've had plenty of them tell me, says, I don't want to mix. Mm-hmm. We'd rather have our school. Mm-hmm. We do it our way. And it did hurt the children. It hurt the children. These whites had been taught by whites. Mm-hmm. All right, they brought some nigger teachers in over here. Mm-hmm. And he got to talking to them, telling them this and that. No, well, wait a minute, they'd say, our teachers always told us so and so and so and so. Mm-hmm. You see, the whole thing was tore everything. So I just don't let him. Now,